We're going to have a brief report and from the Muttstadt, the Sacramento Muttstadt, and a brief input about the Los Angeles Muttstadt, and I'm stressing brief. So our speakers are coming up. We will hear some, while everyone's getting set up, that Peter Pardini, our treasurer, will give some figures on the Muttstadt, but the in-depth thing will be on Sunday morning, so we will hold off any questions about the money raised so far. Okay, I think Paul Pacci Jr. will be the person first starting, talking a little bit about, he is the chapter president of the ACB Capital Chapter and the vice chair of the Sacramento Muttstadt. Paul, do you have a microphone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go
Thank
ahead.
You, Mr. Chair. So, I don't even know where to start with Sacramento Muttstadt. It was a great event. Energy was high. I actually got confused. I thought it was my birthday party. It was so exciting. No, everyone out there was having a blast. You know, the weather, it got a little warm, but we had Pepsi out there giving a lot of good energy drinks. So it was like a combination between a juice and Gatorade. It was really refreshing. And we also got to cool down a little bit with Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice was there. You could always find me because I was at the Jamba Juice booth. So, with Jamba Juice, though, they had a really awesome thing. We had a dancing banana. And I think the banana got more pictures than anyone else.
That's right. They're on our Facebook page.
They're on our Facebook page, apparently. It was a really exciting day. And we also got covered by Channel 3 News. It was awesome. Some of the things... One of the bigger things that I like to see, though, that we had, all of our booths were at least two tables or so, but one booth in particular had to have four tables, and that was our raffles. It was a huge raffle. We had 20 huge raffle prizes. Everyone, yeah, I think we made quite a bit on that, but Peter will give you those figures, I hope. but it was amazing raffle, amazing day, and, you know, if... LA is anything like Sacramento was, I encourage everyone to go to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. I'd like to ask Peter Pardini, treasurer, to give a brief report about what he knows in finances.
Finances. Mm-hmm. 2015 Muttstadt financial report for the period January 1st, 2015 to September 30th, 2015. Please note that these are preliminary figures. We are still collecting funds from both the Sacramento region and the Los Angeles region, and also our sweepstakes. So the basically the budget amount for the Los Angeles region is $25,050. So far, this is just money that we've collected in the office. It does not count money that we anticipate, which would be in excess at this point in time of at least $10,000. So the amount that we received in the office to date, as of September 30th, is $2,378. For the Sacramento region, we've received $6,623. And for the Muttstadt raffle, we've received $10,049. The total actions for the two regions plus our Big Buck Sweepstakes is $10,050. For the period, we've had expenses for the Los Angeles region in the amount of $4,989. Sacramento region, $6,704. Zero attributed to the sweepstakes. Total expenses, $11,693. At this point, we have a little bit of loss of $1,643. Again, this does not include in excess of $10,000 that we anticipate receiving shortly. And also the additional funds, because people can still contribute to the people's fundraising pages, which will be open at least to the end of the year. And this concludes the Treasurer's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. I'm going to ask the chair of the Los Angeles MUCH, Donna Pomerantz, to give her brief report and for her to introduce her sister, who those who have not met her has been a critical component in organizing, helping us organize this, both Sacramento on the state level and the Los Angeles area. But I will leave it to Donna to introduce her. Donna, you want to start?
Well, my sister is actually sitting back where we were at. Everyone has met her, and if you haven't, okay, she's absolutely wonderful, and that is Debbie Cordero. Everyone give a huge hand for... She's a wonderful asset, and I'm very blessed that she's my sister, and we're very blessed that she's sharing her gifts with our CCB family. So thank you, Debbie. I want to share some preliminaries about MUTSTRUT LA. As was mentioned earlier, we have this year PepsiCo on board as a sponsor, a statewide sponsor in both areas. We're very fortunate to also have this year the City of Hope as a collaborator and of this event. The board voted to have funds go because we will be sharing a portion of the proceeds with City of Hope. And the board voted that it goes specifically for diabetes research and cancer prevention through exercise. City of Hope has done a lot for both events this year. And we have a brand new looking brand. And they did mailings for us and a number of things. We have a wonderful... what we call a kennel sponsor for the LA MUTSTRUT, and that is the Southern California Gas Company. Yes. And we call it a kennel sponsorship because there are a couple of dogs represented in their total sponsorship amount of $7,500 to LA MUTSTRUT. We also have, I think Peter, you gave the amount so far for the first giving pages in LA to this point, I think, earlier in your report. We also have a $3,000 sponsorship from Pasadena Host Lions Club for LA MUTSTRUT, so we're very blessed with that as well. We also have a $1,000 sponsorship from Crescenta Kenyatta Lions for LA MUTSTRUT. We also have a $200 sponsorship from the La Kenyatta A.M. Kiwanis Foundation. And I don't know if I said that right. Abby, I apologize if I messed up the name. And we are very blessed to have WAMO as a sponsor this year again. They will be giving 400 Frisbees for all of our wag bags. So all participants will get a wag bag. We also have support from Gas Lamp Popcorn. And so everyone in their wag bags will have gluten-free popcorn in their wag bags. And there will also be treats for the dogs in the wag bags as well from Purina, thanks to Naomi and Ken of the Greater LA chapter who gave us that contact. We also have Jelly Belly samples to go in those wag bags as well. And a number of other things, but because we need to continue on, what I would like to do is encourage everybody in the LA area and surrounding areas to come join us at Mutt Strut on November 14, and it's at Crescenta Valley Park. Please give me a call if you want more information or go on the CCB website. My cell number is area code 626-233-2991. We'd love to have you there. It's a wonderful park. We have the Crescenta Valley Jazz Band who's going to come share the day with us. We have Starbucks Coffee, who has donated huge amounts of coffee as well. We also have Green Street Cafe, who has donated zucchini bread that I still haven't had a chance to taste at Mutt Strut. So this will be another year that they're sharing that with us. And if you know of anyone who wishes to volunteer, to come and participate, to give donation, please give me a call, and we're going to have a blast as well. Costume contest, and we're working on a dog agility as well. So we'll see how that all turns out, and come on and join us on November 14th. Every bit counts. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone. We won't have any questions, but I want to thank all of you for your presentation on the Mutt Strut. And again, strongly encourage those of you in Southern California or in Northern California who want to go down to down here in November 14th to do so and contact Donna. Thank you again.
Gene, we also have, a number of us have the Big Bucks Bonanza Sweepstakes tickets available. Yeah. Remember, you have a chance to win $1,000. Tickets are $2 a piece. That's one way everybody can help.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Okay.